It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to the Miles Mikulski podcast, where we talk to some of your favorite artists and talk all things music related, mainly hip hop, but you know, you might have to fling in a few things along the way. If you enjoy any of the content, make sure you follow me on socials at Miles Mikulski. Basically, it's in my name. If you're listening to it right now, you'll be able to see my name right there. I ain't going to spell it out because that's kind of long still, but follow me on socials to keep updated on who the next guest will be in the future. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into another episode of the Miles Mikulski podcast.
What's going on, people? Joining me right now is a singer who is going to be doing big things very, very soon. Three songs in, but it's someone that you've got to check out. And introduce yourself to the people.
Hey guys, it's me, Liette, and I'm so excited to be on your show. Let's get into it.
Yeah, listen, before we even started this, there were some mad technical difficulties going on.
Yeah, the camera wasn't working in our favour. I don't know what it is, but we're here. We're having a good time. I can see you. You can see me. Yes.
Exactly. We're making it. We're going to make it happen. So
we're making it happen.
We got to talk about you first, because your music has started to, like, you know, you've come out now as an artist, like a solo artist, and you know, you're starting to make some waves. I'm liking what I'm hearing. Obviously, the first song came out last year, and then you've built up on it, and now we've got the latest one, Millionaire with Ebenezer, which we're going to talk about a bit later. So for people who don't know much about you, like, we need to kind of go back a little bit. I mean, we can't start with the present. We got to go to the past a little bit.
We've got to go back and see what's up down there.
Exactly. Like, you know, come on. And let's start with East London Origins. You know what I mean? Let's start there. I think that's the best way to go.
East London.
Yeah. Grew up, will you say again?
I said, big up East London.
You know, shout out East London, you know. There was a time when I never stepped foot there, but these times I have to come here now. You know what I mean?
Where are you from then?
West.
Yeah, West is all right. Yeah, West is all right.
Listen, you see me, yeah? When I was younger, yeah, I'd be riding out for a postcode I didn't care about. I don't want a gang thing. West is the best and all that. I ain't got time for that no more, you know. This shit can't take you anywhere.
I've got a roof over my head and I can sleep and I'm good.
Yes, sir. You have to appreciate it sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Trust me, you have to do what you have to do.
So, you obviously, like you said, big up East London. Yeah, you know I mean, I can say that as well, to be fair. Spent enough time there as it is now. But you've grown up there, and then how did you eventually kind of get into kind of the, you know, being a backing vocalist into songwriting and now to where you are right now?
So I started out, I've always wanted to do music. I've always like been in the arts and drama and all of that in school. And then I started doing little competition shows like around East London, like Hackney Empire, and then I started doing open mics on like little open mics around the area, and I kind of just got into it like that because I just thought, maybe if I put myself out, I'll meet people in the industry and then they'll kind of take notice and all of that. You know, back then you're like, you just want to like get to the good bit quickly, but you've got to kind of go through the motions. So I started doing competitions. I did a few TV competitions. We'll mention those. But and then I started, you know, luckily I started meeting people. I have a lot of friends in the industry that either do backing vocals or they're producers or they're writers, singers, rappers. So I started meeting people through the open mic circuit. And then from there, a good friend of mine, he's moved over to Texas now, he's a producer, and he was like, you know what, if you want to be heard, we need music. Like, it's all well and good that you can sing and you can do these little shows and things like that, but if you want to be heard on the music end of things, like producer wise and get into sessions, first thing they're going to say is, well, where's the music? And that's exactly what it was, because I'd be reaching out to producers and they'll be like, oh great, like you can sing. Like I'd send them a cover on YouTube and things like that. And they'll be like, yeah, great, you can sing. Where can I hear your music? And I'm like, well, I'm kind of new to the scene. I don't have music. And they were like, well, you know, get something recorded and we'll take it from there. So then I started recording my own little songs, you know, little love songs about whichever boyfriend I was with at the time. And then obviously doing covers as well. And I started like emailing different producers, and they liked what they heard. And then, yeah, they were like, yeah, you should come to a session. We should work together. So that's how I kind of got into it. But at the same time as I was doing that, I was also doing backing vocals for other artists and things like that. So it just kind of worked together.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you have to kind of build, because I think with people, like an album is someone's, or a single is someone's portfolio.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you're stepping to all these people and you're like, yeah, I want to, you know, present myself and I want to be my own artist and not someone who's just doing backing vocals or other stuff, you kind of do have to present that. So what was that first single then that kind of helped get you into the door? Because I know these singles are probably not the first things you've ever recorded.
No, it's not. Back in the day, I did an EP, which I put out on SoundCloud. I put it everywhere. It was on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud. And I mainly did that EP just so that I have something to present in these rooms. Obviously, it was good to put myself out there and show people that, oh yeah, I have a project, I can sing, I can write, check me out. But the sole reason I did that project was just to have something solid to present to you know, record labels and producers and things like that. So yeah, it wasn't like any of them popped off or anything like that, because you're not hearing about me till now.
Yeah.
But it definitely did something for me back then, and I feel like I wanted to prove myself that, you know what, I can do it, I can put my mind to it, I can write songs, I can sing. So yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm not gonna like chicken out and just be like a open mic type of singer. Like I can do the artist thing. So yeah, that's how I got into it.
You know what though, like sometimes with some people, I think I remember who I was speaking to, because there's another artist, and they used a song like from like 5 or 6 years ago when they very, very first started to actually like really re-release it and then like, you know, drop it again, and people didn't know at all.
I could drop those songs. Well, maybe not all of them, but some of them I could drop them now and people would still be like, oh, I've never heard that song before. Obviously, like people that have kind of been rooting for me for years remember that back then. They're like, oh my god, I remember you when you put this out, etc. And I'm like, oh my god, that's crazy that you remember that. So that means you've really been behind me this whole time. So yeah, they probably wouldn't know that those songs existed, because it's, to be fair, it's a completely different sound. Like the sound of that EP back then was more pop, whereas the EP that I'm getting ready to release soon is R&B. So it's two completely different sounds. So if I was to re-release those songs, I would have to like rework them and make them into what I'm trying to do now.
Yeah, we'll talk about the brand new forthcoming EP soon. You know what I mean? Because I'm excited for that, and you've announced it.
I was excited as well, actually.
we're building. You know what I mean? We're building to get to this point. I just want to kind of make sure that everyone kind of knows more about you, and you know, can after this go away and listen to more music from you when it does drop.
Yeah.
So when it comes to that period now, when you're trying to get, you know, noticed and get seen, and you know, you're working on, you know, backing vocals and like with like Hardy Caprio and the kind of like Afro swing kind of vibes, those days, were you ever in a situation where you kind of wanted to get like writing credits, or you know, not even writing credits, because obviously you probably have that on the song anyway, but I mean like featuring like Leah, do you know what I mean?
I would have loved to be in such situations. The thing, how those opportunities came about, to be fair, is simply because we work with the same producers.
Okay.
So I would come in for like my session and they'll be like, oh my god, like, so I'm finishing up a Hardy Caprio record, we need somebody to like do some BVs, make it sound more polished, make it sound more juicy. can you like jump on and do it? And I'm like, yeah, like let's do it. And then that's how I end up on these songs. So it's not like they're looking for features or anything like that. But if they were to turn around and say, hey, by the way, like we love your song, we love your voice, can you jump on the feature? 100% I would do it. Because at the end of the day, to me, it's like exposure for me and it's an opportunity. And obviously if it's the right type of song, because it's not every song that you just be jumping on, but
of course,
if it's the right type of song, then I would have jumped on it. So yeah, 100% I would have been up for that. But yeah, that's how I got onto those records. It was just by chance that I happened to be in the with the same producers that they work with.
This, what I'm saying is some of these artists, they gotta be, you know, they need to be dropping some help out here. You know what I mean? Bits and featuring this person, because you know, so I'll tell you why I say this as well, is because like you and Dolapo have been doing bits, but obviously
behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. So it's taken a while for it to, you know, to come out center stage and people start to look at you and say, oh yeah, like that's your song, and then you have a featured artist. So
yeah,
I'm rooting for everybody.
And to be fair, it's quite hard getting onto these songs as well. Like obviously, yes, we work with the same producers and, you know, we're around the same type of people. But I feel like with the industry, when you're not out yet, they see it more like they're doing you a favor rather than you're doing them a favor or you are collabing. So it's to them, it's like, oh, this person doesn't have a buzz or doesn't have a massive following. So what do we really need them on the record for? Let's go and get, I don't know, somebody that's popping
a bait name
to kind of to kind of like make the song bigger or have more of a buzz, because if we get this person then what's the point? But at the same time, I feel like those opportunities should be given to people that aren't known, just so that they can at least have a way in, because it's hard to get your foot through the door. So I feel like if these people do come in and like, you know what, I just think you're dope, I just think you're talented, get on my song, a lot more artists would be out on the scene right now. But those opportunities don't present themselves, and that's how most of us end up on backing vocals or just writing in the background. And
do you think the transition though, for like, because I'll say a couple of years ago when a lot of this stuff was going on, it was R&B wasn't as big as a genre as a whole. It was more of a kind of, it was a subgenre. It sounds mad to say, but like, it pretty much was. Whereas now people are more, they want to hear that, they're more inclined to want to listen to it and vibe out with it, especially singers from the UK as well. So has that kind of helped you in your personal journey?
Oh, for sure. I feel like now that the scene has changed, I'm like, this is the window. This is the time to go. Because before, you would have had to like dilute yourself. And if I'm being really honest, there are records that I was recording where I felt like, you know what, I'm just going to do this song because that's what's going to get me through the door. And even the previous project that I was telling you that I did years ago, the reason why, even though, like, don't get me wrong, like, I see myself as a multi-genre artist because I listen to a lot of genres and I love different sounds and I like jumping on different things. But at the time, it made sense to do a pop sounding EP, because that's what would get through the door. If you came in as a black girl doing R&B, they weren't going to listen to you unless you're a US artist, which was bizarre, because how is it that US artists, US R&B artists can come here, sell out shows, but as soon as an R&B artist over here does it, no reception? So that's what makes people dilute their sound and dilute what it is that they're doing, or sell out or whatever you want to call it, just so that they can get their foot through the door. So I'm happy that it's changing now and the narrative is changing now. And I don't know, it almost kind of strangely seems like it's cool to be black, or it's cool to do an R&B sound now. So I feel like a lot of people that have been wanting to do whatever they wanted to do can come through now, because I feel like the door's kind of opening for people to do that.
I think joy is, I think in the UK, so even though we're developing and we're doing well, you know, as an industry across the board, different, all the, you know, black music genres, I think at a time it was weird because everyone was kind of reaching for, like you said, American music or Canadian. Just say North American just for the sake of it. Like, they're moving more towards that sound. Whereas if you're coming out of the UK, people being like, oh, is it? That's nice. Good for you.
Yeah, like, they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like if people wanted to flex that they knew someone's music from some small town in America.
Yeah.
As opposed to like someone you could clearly sing and is talented, you know, like yourself. Yeah. So, London, I mean, people have changed. Thank goodness, you know what I mean? And going over this whole thing, once you drop the EP, let that price go up. You know what I mean? So let some of these people come back to you. So
the price needs to go up.
The price needs to. I don't know what you're charging right now. I ain't gonna bait it out either. You know what I mean? But this, the price needs to double, triple. You know what I mean? Quadruple. Do your thing.
Trust me.
But like, so with the three songs that you've got right now, let's go Bittersweet first because that was the introduction that everyone's heard now or people are gonna hear soon. So, what made that the perfect first single in the redevelopment of yourself?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. I just felt like with the songs that I had recorded, I feel like this was a nice song to ease not only myself, but to ease everybody into it. So it wasn't too... I can't even find the word. It wasn't like too in your face. Like, I feel like when you hear it, it's light enough on the ears, it's easy on the ears. And I think I released it like July last year.
It was kind of a couple months ago this time last year.
Yeah, so I just felt like season wise it sounded like a nice little bop to kind of be like, oh, okay, that's nice. Let's see what else she's got in the bag. Let's see what else she sounds like. And I feel it just fitted the time, it fitted the season, like the weather season. I choose songs depending on the weather. Like Millionaire, I dropped because I felt like, you know, this sounds like a good feel good vibe, summertime vibe. So at the time, I felt Bittersweet wasn't slow, it wasn't fast, it was just nice. It was a nice introduction. Yeah, that's literally how I picked it.
Yeah, you know what? It was a good song. I think it was a really good first song to release because this time last year, everyone was out here social distancing, not trying to really.
Yeah, everybody was locked up. Yeah.
Yeah, like it was dead because it was like some people enjoyed it and were like, yo, I am not trying to chat to no one for like 5 months on my own business. And other people were like out here crying on house party because they wanted to see people's faces. So I kind of like flexed between both of them. I gotta lie, like I was not about the house party life. So it was like, what were you gonna say?
Then I was gonna say, yeah, I forgot about it as well.
There's certain apps that are like literally Clubhouse right now.
Clubhouse was popping off.
It's popping, but
is it still popping now? Because I haven't been on it for months.
Exactly. So yeah, it might still be popping. It might do its thing, but I ain't been on it in a hot minute. So like, it's just one of them situations where where I'm going with this is, like, it just made sense to drop a song like that, which is kind of a chilled vibe. It's nothing like, you know, too mad. Because this is a side point, but coming up or breaking out in lockdown or like 2020 in general, like we saw a lot of people retract their music and plans for festivals and stuff. Because everyone knows a lot of the time, you know, the most money is made when you go on tour. When you drop an album, you go on tour. That's the format or mixtape, whatever.
Yeah. So
for you then, obviously, by the time you dropped it, we were firmly in lockdown. So why did you want to still, you know, come out with the music? Or were you kind of, did someone in your team or maybe say to you, you know, maybe we should hold off, maybe we should wait till 2021? Yeah.
No, to be fair, at first I was like, oh, kind of locked up, are people going to receive it? But then I thought, you know what, actually this is the right time to go because everybody's stuck indoors, everybody's looking for music to listen to, everybody's looking for videos or whatever. A lot of creatives were trying to find ways of shooting videos and in a sneaky way or try to just get creative just to have something out there, content, so that, I don't know, you're kind of not forgotten. But I just felt like this is the time, because then people will start to take me in properly. Whereas if we go in 2021 or even prior to that, not that we predicted Corona happening, but yeah. if we had gone prior to that or now, I just felt like things would be too normal and people, obviously lots of music is released every single day. So I just felt like releasing whilst everybody is locked up, it will give me a better chance to be heard than when we're out. Because when we're out, people are at work, in their office, people are at parties, they're out in the park or doing whatever they've got to do. So it kind of, unless like you're an artist that they've been following for time or an artist they're a fan of, it will just literally go in one ear, out the other, unless you have a massive marketing budget or team behind you. So I just felt like it was the right time. Like I was like, if time is not now, then when? Because when everybody's distracted, it's literally gonna just go part. It's gonna be drowned by all this, the party tunes and all the raves that's happening. You'll just get lost in the mix of that. So yeah, I just thought that, you know what? Let me ease this one in and then kind of gauge where to go from there. If they receive the swell, we'll keep going. Not that we were ever going to stop, but you know, I just thought it was the right time. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it works. And to be fair, have you heard SG Lewis and Clairo Throwaway?
Sing it?
In my mind, I'm like, yeah, no.
That's, I like SG Lewis though. I don't know if I've heard this song. If I have, yeah. I probably just don't know that's what it's called.
Okay, fair. It's your song sounds a bit like that one.
Stop it. What's it called? I need to listen to it.
SG Lewis, Throwaway. Yeah. It's on Dark. It's on the EP called Dark. It came out like a couple years ago now.
Yeah.
But it basically I've done DJ sets, like obviously in lockdown.
The two just marry well together.
And I'm just like, spare no, I'm just putting that on the top and I'm like, yeah, cool, just transition over. So I'm just saying, like it's good songs that like if you're in certain pockets and stuff like that, and like you said, you like SG yeah. Lewis, that could be yeah. something in the future that you could look like lock him with a producer and do something with.
I'm gonna check this song out, but I do. Yeah, I did feel like, you know, put a song out that feels like it's not alien, but it's unique enough to you. And I guess yeah, now that you're saying that, I guess that yeah, that's exactly what it did.
Listen, I'm just trying to help. You know what I mean? Just fling things out there for you. I'm saying
definitely gonna check out this SG Lewis.
Yeah, no worries. Actually, what I'll do is I'll put it in the link at the end so you can see it. Unless you write it down, I don't know. Have you read it?
Throwaway. I'm gonna remember. Throwaway.
Say that. But so like that got good reception though, because didn't I think One Extra supported? Was it that song? Was it the second?
To be fair, One Extra has actually supported all my songs. Which, to be fair, I'm shocked in general the amount of support that I've received from different DJs and radio. Because to me, I'm just like, oh my God, little me, like, I don't know, like, yeah. I'm independent, I don't have a fan base, like, this is crazy. So I was like, mind blown, like, that they even checked it out in the first place. So, yeah, now I'm grateful.
I mean, to be fair, like, you must, at this point now, and there's only three singles in, you probably have like a core audience now that really rock with you as soon as you kind of drop a post or something on like Instagram. I don't know if you got TikTok, but like Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, oh, I've recently just joined TikTok, by the way. But you know, I don't know. I don't know about all the dance moves and all of that everybody's doing. I don't know if that's my thing, but apparently that's the spot to be at in TikTok.
Yeah.
It's popping up and it's helping people get ahead in life.
So you might have to just drop some like millionaire dance moves, you know?
A little something.
Listen, you have to just think about it. You know what I mean? Let's call up Ebenezer one time and say, yo, we got to do a little quick TikTok video. Like,
a little minute. TikTok challenge. Yeah, just to get it going.
Millionaire challenge. Simple.
Millionaire like, challenge is a simple one, yeah, to be honest.
Enough people out here doing challenges. I know it's like, I think challenges are good and bad, isn't it? Because like, obviously, if it pops off, then you can go clear with that. But then if they don't, then they're on your page and they're on your page. But what's the harm? Yeah. What's the harm in trying?
You know, if you don't get it, if you don't try, you know.
Just, it's true. Yeah. So, but like, let's talk about Millionaire then. Let's, because obviously we're at this point now. Bad Thing, shout out Bad Thing as well. Very good song.
Shout out like Bad it. Thing, you know. Bad Thing is a gem. I really love that song.
That's the one with the 2K lyric, isn't it?
The 2 what?
The 2K lyric. Yeah, I had 2K. I've been at it for 2 days, something like that.
Oh, yeah. The 2K lyric, Okay, is that what you're doing as well? Do you play 2K?
Yeah, that's why. That game was so bad this year, but I'm still out here playing it. So when I heard that, I was like, okay, I see you.
I see what she's trying to do. I see you.
I have 2 days there. That's your thing. That's not me. But no, like I said, really, really good song. I enjoyed that one as well.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Millionaire, though. Ebony is our first feature that you've done. So why Ebony's he's a friend of the show. I've interviewed him a couple of times in the past as well.
Yeah. So
what made Ebenezer the right choice to be the first feature on your discography?
He just fit the song. I recorded that song in 2019. And like it was finished, ready to go. But then at the time I was like, it's too soon to drop this song. Like I said, Bittersweet seemed like the song to ease everybody into with. So then last year, obviously it was a bit too heavy to drop this type of record back then. Whereas this year I was like, okay, cool. Everybody's allowed that. Everybody's partying. Everybody's having a good time. Now is the time to go. And then when I listened back to it, I was like, you know what? I still love this song, but now I feel like it just needs something. It needs a little vibe. It needs a little sauce. Mm. And then I was like, you know what? I think Ebenezer would sound great on this. I was like, if I'm going to have a feature, it needs to be a guy. Mm-hmm. And the only guy I can hear on it is Ebenezer. And then I told my team and they were like, do you know what? Yeah, that does make sense. I was like, yeah, do you know, reach out to his team and see what they think. And they reached out to him and he was like, yeah, I like this song. It's a good vibe. I'll do a verse, no problem. He was stuck in LA at the time because of lockdown. So he recorded his verse there and sent it back. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. This is exactly how I heard it. Because I just felt like his tone and his swag will just bring it to life. Not that it didn't have life already, but it will just take it to the next level. So yeah, that's how Ebenezer got on the song. And I think he sounds great.
That's a good song. Listen, pat yourself on the back. Like, it's a really good, like, so far, I think everything that you've released, I haven't been there like, oh, I don't know about that one. I'm honest with people, innit? Like, even with artists, I know some people are like, oh my God, it's an artist. I'd be like, I like that song, I don't like that song. I mean, I'm fair, innit? Because at the end of the day, if we're in lockdown, if you don't like what I'm saying, you can just press leave, isn't it? Yeah, keep moving. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, that's never happened. I'm not trying to jinx it right now. Don't press that leave button. But that's what you could do. But
yeah.
I think with what you've dropped so far, it's a nice way to ease people in.
Yeah.
And now we're getting towards the point of an EP. We're going for EP first, then album or album then EP?
EP, couple of EPs actually. I think I want to do about 2 or 3 EPs and then do a whole album. So yeah, that's my plan so far.
Okay, so when's the first one due to drop?
Hopefully this year. The first one is practically almost done. It's about 90% done. So yeah, hopefully this year, very soon. I don't want to put an exact date because then you'd be like, so you said September. Like, where's the EP? No, but soon. We're wrapping it up now. Okay. And hopefully that should be out this year.
So you're getting these 3 songs and some more,
So these 3 songs and some more.
Okay, looking forward to hearing that, but still, make sure it is this year, you know what I mean? Like,
it's this year for sure, it's this year.
Yeah, it's August now, so there's 4 months, 4 months.
I know, you're like, listen, the pressure is on, be wrapping it up, wrap it up now and just release it. No, but it's coming for sure, this year, 100%.
Did you drop a video for Millionaire already, or is that not yet?
No, I haven't dropped a visual for Millionaire. We want to drop a visual for Millionaire, but we'll see if that happens, because it's just everybody's schedules right now is not aligning. So hopefully once they align, we'll put a visual out for Millionaire, because I think that would be sick.
Yeah, I think it, yeah. It deserves a video. Obviously, it's your budget, it's your time, like you said, it's your schedule. I'm just again just throwing things out there.
I'm just throwing a little something out there.
I mean, I'll press a like on YouTube for that. You know, I mean, I'm really spinning it on my show, so we're doing our part. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. I want a visual for Millionaire, for sure. Mm.
So coinciding then with this pending EP at some stage of 2021, we just leave it like that. Are you looking to, now things are open up, go out on tour, or have you got any dates locked in already? What's your plan?
I have to be fair, I haven't got any dates locked in. I'd love to do a show, but I think I wouldn't want to be thrown into like a massive show. I would want to start off with something more intimate, like maybe like an EP launch kind of show. Something intimate, just so that people can kind of be introduced to me and take me in like properly before jumping on a massive stage. Obviously, massive stage, I'm always down to do if we can get a show. But ideally, I think I want to start off with more of like an intimate show and then go from there.
I think that just makes sense, really. Like have a little showcase, maybe like do like six songs, eight songs, you know what I mean? Like you know, to rinse out the voice already, you know what I mean? I see so many singers out with the salt pipe. I'm like, what is that, bro?
They're like, what's that? And you're like, yeah, the throat is dry.
I learned from interviewing a lot of singers in the past, I've learned about the wizardry of singing. Do you know what I mean?
Like, listen, it's so complicated. People think it's straightforward, but it's not.
Yeah, like I thought these times would just be like, get on the microphone, let me pick up the microphone, this better not mess up the camera, pick up the microphone, you just start singing, like it's actually a proper
routine. Just before that, you need to do some vocal warm-ups, you need to make sure you didn't eat anything that's going to be in your throat or dry up your throat.
Wait. So you can't be out eating like Monster Munch or Doritos before you start singing.
No, none of that. None of that drying up your throat, making like anything spicy. You might be singing and it's like, you don't want that, because now coughing is a crime because of the corona. True, so none of that.
So apart from obviously working on your stuff and your plans and stuff like that, is there anything else you're working on? Are you working with any other artists now? Now that you kind of put yourself...
To be fair, I don't want to drop any names or anything like that, but I am working with other artists and featuring on their stuff outside of my own project. So I'm really excited about that, and hopefully those songs surface and don't stay on hard drives. That is happening, and I'd love to work with more people and feature on more songs, or like they feature on mine. It just all depends on the song and the sound, and if it makes sense. And if it does, then I'm down.
100%. I mean, I'm looking forward to hearing obviously the stuff as we go on, as time rolls. Right now, people need to listen to Millionaire featuring Ebenezer.
Yes.
What do you want to say to the people that are locked in right now and some of the fans and stuff that are rocking with your music at the moment?
I just want to say a massive thank you to everybody that's been supporting me so far. And obviously, if you don't know about me, check me out and I don't know, message me, DM me. I respond to messages online, actually, unless you're a weirdo and you're just saying some weird stuff. And I'm like, blocked immediately. But
has anyone come out and done that yet? Or actually, that's really fair, it's Instagram, isn't it?
Oh my God, like I get, well, not even before I even released music, I used to get strange DMs. Like there was one guy one time that was like, oh my God, can you tell me which nail shop you go? I want to pay for your next pedicure. I really like those white toes. I don't know how he saw that I had white toes, but I remember at the time, it was around my birthday. Obviously, I was wearing open... open strap shoes. And he clearly saw that my toes were white, because even I had to zoom in to be like, oh my God, yeah, my toes are white. And he was like, yeah, please, like no matter how much it costs, I'll send you the money and you can get your toes done and you can get your nails done. And I was like, this is weird. Like, he has a full-on foot fetish or something.
Let me try to think. I'm going to play devil's advocate right now, yeah? It's gonna sound bad.
I feel like you're gonna say what my friends were saying.
Like, as long as he's not, okay, this, there you go, shout your friends, isn't it? If this is correct, if he's not trying to pull up, yeah, and you've got a sim, right? Mm-hmm. Secure the bag.
That's what my friends said. Like, they were like, listen, if he's just trying to do a little PayPal vibe, send him the PayPal, set up a new PayPal if that's what you need to do, let him drop the peas, you go and do whatever, you buy yourself a Nando's or something, you don't need to go do no test because you go do your test anyways.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, but that's how it starts. Before you know it, he somehow tracked me. You know, there's nerds out here
that this can is why track you somehow. This is why you use the VPN.
Trying to say, and then before you know it, he now has my house address. He's outside watching me. I don't want none of that. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch my
right. You know, to be fair, you did the right thing. If I was in your situation, yeah,
you'd be like, yeah, send the money.
Yeah, I'll tell you one. Like, as a radio, for me as a radio presenter, I'm not like the biggest. I'm not one of the main, you know, massive people. But I've still had a weird one, right? Where I was doing like a couple like YouTube videos and stuff like that, and interviews, dropping them like how we're doing right now. And then this one woman, she was from Italy, but I think she lived in the UK. She DM'd me and said, "Oh, hi Miles, I can talk to you before I have my dinner." I was like, what does that mean? You're having dinner. What does that mean to me? Like, in a respectful way, I was like, I'm okay, thank you. Like, I just responded like that. Because I'm like, she was like liking all my pictures and stuff, which is nice. You know, I appreciate it.
You know, yeah.
But it started to, you know, when you just, you know, it's like, this is starting to feel a bit off, you know?
Like, yeah, I feel like she's just watching everything I'm doing now. It's all a bit weird now.
Like, she was like, I like when you, like, because I do like music reviews and stuff, and she'd be like, "Oh, I like when you stroke your beard when you like the song." I'm like, I don't even do that. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
stop it.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like, so.
Yeah, this is what I mean. They take it too far. Because even this one that I was telling you about, he was like, once he kept on getting the no's from me, he then asked his friend to come and ask me from his account. Whether it was his friend or whether it's like a separate account that he has. He was like, "Hey, so sorry, you know, my friend's been trying to reach out to you. He said, I know you find him weird and you blocked him or whatever. But you know, he really wants to send you money so he can." I was like, "Tell your friend, no, he's a weirdo and he'll stop it." And he was like, "So sorry, that it's so embarrassing that I've even had to message you." And I thought, do you not have shame? Like, how is your friend setting you up?
Look at your left.
Setting you up to come and do such behavior, and then on top of that, you're apologizing. If you know your friend's a weirdo, then why did you even send the message? I was so confused, and I was just like, this is weird.
It's true. You know, the thing is, all my guy did was open up Instagram, go to the secondary account bit, change over, and then try to hold it for the
approach. This is what I'm trying to say. And he just changed his approach, changed his tone so that I feel like it's somebody else, but it's not. Trust me.
Listen, as you grow in stature as a musician and you get more fans, at least you've had the first nonsense experience. Shout out the guy. You know what I mean?
Shout out the guy, because look, we're talking about him. That's what he wanted.
He shot his shot. His shot was an air ball. You know what I mean? And that's it. That's what it, it's just, as long as
what
you,
I'm saying.
Yeah, just stay safe, innit? That's what I'm saying. Like, see, when you start doing shows and that, obviously now you start promoting on your page, you'll be like, "Yo, I'm gonna be at, like, I think it's called Colors now in Hoxton or something like that."
Yeah.
And you know, I'll be like, "Yeah, like, got the nail polish, the white nail polish, I'm here for you still." And it's like, yeah.
Trainers, and at this point it's trainers every gig.
Listen, he'll start coming with Jordans and Adidas and everything.
Like, "Yeah, I just love the way you moisturize your legs. What oil are you using?" Something dumb like that.
This is when you press block, delete, burn. Extra option. You know what I'm saying? That's not a good look.
Extra options. Yeah, because you know, actually, you know now social media can let you block future accounts that they create.
Oh, man.
So if they have like five other accounts, if you block one account, they can't contact you from the other five because they're all under the same person.
Social media has done well. I ain't been on socials properly all of this year, you know. I've been hibernating, but
that it's changing. I feel like they're coming up in the blocking schemes.
About time. Maybe we've been mad for years. Like, listen. We move. But I think, is that everything? Have you got anything else you wanted to talk about today on the show? Is there anything else you're missing?
No, that's it. I just want people to go and check out Millionaire and check out Bad Thing and Bittersweet and just keep an eye out for me and all the music that's coming along. It's coming soon.
Exactly. Listen, people, we know there's an EP coming at some stage for the 31st of December 2021. So make sure you go listen when it does come out, of course. I'm going to be spinning it on my show as well.
Yes. That'll be
showing some love. But I appreciate you. Listen, I appreciate you coming today and chatting about everything as well.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for chatting to me and supporting me and playing me on your show.
No worries. All right, that's it. That's the end of the interview, people. You know what to do. And we're going to go play SG Lewis Throwaway right about now. So
Throwaway, yes. Hear it
for herself.
Yeah.
In a bit, people. Peace.
Thank you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.